25 minutes to two. Well, from Johnny Cash legend to another musical legend, there was something exciting that went on overnight, our time. ABBA had a reunion. Well, kind of. They've kind of had a reunion. The Fabulous Four from Sweden were reunited in Stockholm overnight, and it's their first public appearance as a foursome since they broke up in 1982. They've never actually been together, photographed, all four of them. Why? What's going on? Is there a feud? Are they all okay? Is Agnetha okay? Because I've heard that she was a bit claustrophobic. Joining us now is our resident ABBA expert, long-term fan and ABC local radio resident-in-chief, is James O'Brien. And he joins us today from the studios of the ABC North Coast in Lismore. Hello, James.
Hi, Sarah.
Were you excited about this significant appearance, or was it not that significant?
Look, no, it is really significant. As you say, they broke up in the early 80s. I'm going to be one of those terrible guests who corrects you.
They actually
have appeared twice in public together. Once was at a funeral, but in 2008, they actually appeared together for the Stockholm premiere of Mamma Mia, the movie.
But I heard that they never stood together as a foursome there, that they kind of mingled with other guests and avoided each other across the room.
Yes, in the photographs you can find online, you'll see Agnetha and Frida are there with Meryl Streep, and Bjorn and Benny are towards the other side.
So this is actually
at the opening of a new theatre restaurant in Stockholm based on Mamma Mia, the movie.
That's a bit scary. I'm not too sure I don't like themed restaurants.
I'm thinking Dirty Dicks and all that sort of stuff. But it is interesting. They for many, many years, walked away from their ABBA affiliation. Then there's sort of, once there was a bit of a reunion, Dancing Queen and songs like that were picked up for Priscilla and Muriel's Wedding, suddenly they realised that, look, there's still some life in this. And from time to time they have gotten back together. I was at the opening of the ABBA Museum in Stockholm in 2013.
Mm.
Bjorn, Benny and Frida turned up for that.
Right.
Agnetha wasn't there. She said she had to be in the UK to promote her new album.
Mm.
Benny and Frida appeared together at when ABBA were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the States. But my favourite appearance together is when Agnetha and Frida appeared in Sweden for a Swedish Music Award. And there's a really lovely video clip of them on YouTube together. And there's been lots of talk about Agnetha's agoraphobia or fear or nervous or anxiety. And what it is, and it's quite lovely because Agnetha is holding her hand, taking her out onto the stage. But the really funny thing about it is that the presenter says to them, "Oh, you know, it's been a long time since you've seen each other. What do you talk about when two such old friends get together?" And Agnetha says, "Well, mostly it's money."
Why, they've got so much of it, surely they don't need to talk about it. How are you spending your millions?
Yeah, and Frida looks at her as if to say, "I don't believe you actually just said that in public. You're not supposed to say that."
But she doesn't get out much in public. So is she agoraphobic? Because there was kind of that, you know, I saw a documentary about them. She didn't like being in Australia. She felt very infringed upon the fans and the fanatics and stuff. And she did become a bit of a recluse for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, look I think Bjorn, her ex-husband and member of the band, reflects on it by saying that she would have actually been happy to have stayed at home and raised her kids and got on with a lovely life, that she was never really one for touring. There was a flight in America where the plane was really almost crashed, and that kind of freaked her out a little bit. And she just got on with her life. And I think the interesting thing about this is the fact that they are now in their late 60s to early 70s. This is nearly 40 years ago.
Mm.
It's almost 40 years next year since ABBA came to Australia. So, you know, these are people who've just got on with their lives and led nice lives, and you know, at the age of 65, 70, who really wants to appear on stage unless you're the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure they should.
No, absolutely, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if I'd be watching between, you know, kind of with a hand over my face and separating the fingers a little bit, because sometimes you don't want them to do this. It's going to keep the magic of when you were young and
if you liked them or hated them. And that's what they've said all the way through this, and that's why, I guess, why the sort of whole Mamma Mia franchise is quite good. They've had the stage show, they've had the musical, and now they've got Dirty Dicks. And it basically sort of keeps the music alive and other people can perform it. They don't have to.
Okay, so tell us about Frieda. She married a prince.
Oh, she's done very well for herself. Mm. She was sort of brought up in a very poor family in Norway. She married a prince a few years ago who passed away. She's now in a relationship with Henry Smith, who's one of the heirs of W.H. Smith. So she's done very well.
She likes talking about money.
She's married up. She has both a son and a grandson who are in the music business. Agneta, she lives on the outskirts of Stockholm. Her son and her daughter-in-law and son and grandchildren live with her. She's had a few relationships. She had a relationship, rather disastrous one actually. She had a relationship with a fan became a bit of a stalker.
When they were in a relationship, that's terrible.
Look, you know, it was all went terribly wrong. She recorded a new album a couple of years ago, which did pretty well.
I remember seeing that.
She's appeared on television a little bit. She appeared on stage in London for a while. She did Stockholm Pride a couple of years ago. Björn continues to still live in Stockholm. Interestingly, he's become this fairly outspoken figure in Sweden about atheism, as well as the move for a cashless society.
Okay.
I'm seriously. Well, does he really?
Money keeps on cropping up.
I know. But Benny's the interesting one. He's the only one who actually continues to perform music regularly. You would see him on Swedish TV maybe two or three times a year performing songs. His grandkids and his son and daughter-in-law are musicians and so on. And he's the one who actually still kind of keeps the musical dream going on, whereas the others, I think they go look back at it and saying, this is a lovely part of our life. Mm. 35, 40 years ago, I'm now doing something completely different.
Yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, I get that they'd be like that, but it's still such a big part of people like your life. I mean, you know, did you see them when you were little, when they appeared in Australia? You were too young.
I was too young, and, you know, growing up on the North Coast, getting to Sydney, it was, you know, just a little bit too much to ask. But Australia is this one thing that basically sort of broke them internationally in lots of ways and still lives on. And I think, you know, in the case of Agneta, it's sort of, I think, you know, she still talks about how it kind of freaked her out, the adulation.
Yeah.
The stories about people on the roads with their kids and all sorts of things. The Australian experience for ABBA was a very strange one. In many, many ways, I think.
Yeah.
And it still lives on with, you know, you go to the average 40 or 50-year-old in Australia now and say, you know, who was your favourite group as a teenager? It's Sherbet. It's possibly the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah. No, you were ABBA or Bay City Rollers.
Oh,
you were one or the other.
No, absolutely.
And you couldn't be both.
No, of course not.
No way. No, that would just be too much of a hybrid. Okay, so we're going to go to the news headlines, but after that I'm going to play this really interesting track that you've alerted us to. Just tell us about it before we go to it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the most classic track that keeps getting played at, you know, weddings and New Year's Eve and all those sorts of places is ABBA's song, Dancing Queen.
And 50th, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Dancing Queen with a twist, and it was recorded in the early 90s by Frieda with a Swedish group called The Real Group, and it's an a cappella version of Dancing Queen. So it's a lovely take on a song that everyone knows very well. So if you're sick to death of hearing Dancing Queen, listen in for this one and it might give you a nice fresh take.
Yeah, because I was sick to death of Dancing Queen. And remember Fernando, it was like number one on Countdown for about 50 months or something.
Yes.